Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place.
Let's do this.
Hey, it's Flood, and we're sitting down with Tack Berry, who's a senior product marketing manager at Avaya, and just on his way back from VMworld out at San Francisco in the Moscone Center. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast, Tack.
Hey, thanks for having me, Fletch.
VMworld, huge show, Moscone Center, 25,000 attendees, I hear, were there.
25,000 attendees. They even rented AT&T Park for their end-of-show concert. Amazing.
That's pretty big. And now there were probably a couple hundred vendors there on the floor as well, right?
Oh, easy. Easy couple hundred.
Now, the biggest thing I think that was different from any other show, this thing went 5 days long, right?
5 days long. They have at least 7 hours of expo almost every day. Plus, they have a full-scale set of presentations and technical talks. They do a good job. It's a big show, and they have a good audience.
So other than working you like a dog in the booth, what did we have to announce out there?
Well, a couple things we ought to talk about is, number one, why would Avaya be at a VMworld show? This is the virtualization show. This is the show that talks about virtualization of all applications, and especially unified communications, because that's the area we're moving into. And really what we had to announce, actually a couple good things. From the data side, we had a big announcement on software-defined networking and how our virtualization fabric and how our effort in terms of our data networking and our switching capabilities are really leading to a more open network and a better way to offer the software definition and software defined for networking.
So what's so different about SDN from the other protocols that are out there?
Well, SDN is really not new. It's an area that's been worked on before, but what's new about it is the fact that with all the new technologies and all the latest switching equipment and the shortest path bridging capability that Avaya brings to it, is the fact that we can now offer a much better solution in terms of the way we see networking moving in the future. It's really a leadership role that we're trying to position ourselves because we see this is the future of networking and we need to be part of it and make sure our customers understand how we can help them.
And I think probably one of the biggest proof points, at least that I've seen, is the fact that we were the backbone network at Interop Las Vegas this year and ran flawlessly.
Absolutely. It was one of the most efficient ways they ever had, shortest time to install, get it up and running, and they never had a problem the entire show.
I think, you know, a lot of the people were just sitting there waiting for us to fall flat on our face. And, you know, the beauty behind that was it just never happened.
Never happened. Avaya Data Networking can do the right solution and provides a great networking alternative for our customers. Let me talk a little more about also what also we wanted to present at this show was the fact that we also wanted to show the momentum we're seeing in virtualization of our applications, virtualization of unified communications. One of the things that we also released prior to the show was several very positive statements from existing customers, customers who have already installed Avaya Aura on VMware and are telling us about how quick it was to install, how easy it was to get up and running, and how happy they are that they've moved in that direction. We see that as a real positive for our UC business as well as our data business.
So what's coming out with the collaboration environment? That I hear a lot of that talk coming around. Are we supposed to be talking about that yet, or did I dip into the back door a little
bit?
Oh,
no, not at all. Collaboration environment is a great thing to talk about. We see that as a very, very positive move. It's a next step forward in what we now call Web Dev Connect in our third-party capabilities, but it's going to be make a much easier interface for any other company, any other vendor, to work with Avaya and to get Avaya capabilities built into their applications. We see it as a very positive move, and as you bring it up in virtualization, it is also a solution that's going to not require any server, any hardware at all. It's all virtualized. So again, as companies move forward with Avaya Aura virtualized, they see collaboration environment as a way they can start to add more built-in, in-house type functionality, more integration of outside third-party vendor applications. It's going to be a very positive move for Avaya Aura as we go forward.
Well, yeah, and I think the nice part about that is for, you know, I like the way you said that, a Web Dev Connect development environment, because you don't need to know telephony, you don't need to know the core products, you just need to know some basic programming stuff and even a minimal amount of that, right?
I mean, that's the big step forward. As you may understand, in the past, maybe not your past, but my past, people had to understand CTI. live. You had to understand sort of the details of telephony to be able to really integrate an application. Well, what collaboration environment does is take that necessity away. It makes it more of a software application, more of a software interface, so you can have your in-house software people begin to develop collaboration environment, begin to introduce and make use of all those great information sets that we get out of Communication Manager, that we get out of Session Manager. It makes it easier, makes that information more useful to our customers.
So I think times are really changing, and hopefully the customers can see that. Some could say we've been kind of sitting back and coasting a little bit, but we've got a lot of great stuff coming out, and it's really an exciting time to be at Avaya.
You know, it is a very positive time, and we see that our strategy and our way that we're moving forward is really the right way for the industry, and we want to help our customers move ahead.
Great. Talking with Tack Berry, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Avaya, sitting down here. Where are we? We're out in
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Every day a different city. Yeah, catching you on your way back from VMworld, catching me on my way. I don't even know where I'm going next week. But anyway, thanks for sitting down and talking to us. Really do appreciate it. And now we know about VMworld.
I appreciate the time.
Take care.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.